A group of pro-Palestinian protesters charged with trespassing at Swarthmore College last May have accepted a plea deal from the Delaware County District Attorney's Office. WHYY's Emily Neal has more.
The defendants, known as the Swarthmore Nine, pleaded no contest to a noise violation offense. They've agreed to perform 8 hours of community service and pay court costs as part of the deal. Police arrested the nine protesters last May when they refused to leave a pro-Palestinian encampment on campus. The group was calling for Swarthmore to end its IT contract with Cisco, a company that does business with the Israeli government. Since 2023, thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters have been arrested on college campuses throughout the U.S. Few, if any, have been convicted of crimes, and most cases have been dismissed. Emily Neal, WHYY News.
Members of Congress are in Philadelphia today to commemorate the moment the United States declared its independence. The bipartisan gathering, organized by Congressman Brendan Boyle as part of the America 250 celebration, marks the 250th anniversary of the Continental Congress's vote, July 2nd vote, to break from Great Britain. While Independence Day is celebrated on July 4th, lawmakers actually approved independence 2 days before adopting the declaration.
To be actually in the room 250 years later to the day that it happened will just be, for me, surreal and will be one of the highlights of my career. And I think a lot of my colleagues may end up feeling the same way. But I think it's also important for the institution of the Congress.
Boyle says he hopes the event reminds lawmakers and the country that despite political differences, America's founding ideals are something both parties can celebrate together. Because of security concerns, his office is not publicly releasing details such as the event's attendees, exact time, or location. It's currently about 90 degrees, approaching a high of 101. You're listening to WHYY.